Okay, Sean Rabose, today's daf is Psachim daf Pei Beis. We're here at the Mishnah on Pei Aleph on Beis, and as we've been for the last couple of days, so this shir is B'schuz Refu Shleima for Shir Bas Tver Aleha, as well as Nami Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Reizel, and Mordechai Ben Malka, shall have a Refuah Bekarov. So we're here at the Mishnah again. We're going to talk about burning the Korban Pesach in various situations, when something happens to the meat, to the bialim, etc. We have another Mishnah today on Amud Aleph, so let's get to it. So this is the Mishnah, Nitma Shalim O Rubo. Let's say the entire korban became tamei, or most of it became tamei. So then, Sorfen Oso Lefnei Habira, you burn it, Lefnei Habira, which is code word for the Beis HaMikdash. There's a discussion whether that means the Beis HaMikdash or Harabayis, but let's say Rashi, if you look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, it says, Kol HaMikdash Kulo Korui Bira. Okay, so you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Mei Atzei HaMaracha, from the wood that would normally be used on the Mizbeach, to burn the korbanos, to burn whatever. So nitma miuto, let's say part of it became tame, vanosar, or it got left over till, let's say, to the next morning, right? You left it past the time to eat the korban pesach, so then sorfanos obachatzer osehem, oar gagehem meyatze atman. Then you burn it at home, right? You burn it on your roofs or in your courtyards, with your own wood. At Siknin, if people who are stingy and they're not going to end up burning it on their own wood, Rashi writes, right, at Tzranim, Kolomar Shehin Tzari Ayin, right, people write instead of, what's Tzari Ayin means that they've not a small eye, a constricting eye, meaning they're not generous, so they're not going to use their own wood to burn the korban, and they'll just leave it over, or they'll just eat it, or whatever, they're not going to burn it, so that, we don't want that, so then we give them a kula, Sorfenoso Lefnei Abira, and we allow them to benefit from the Atzei Maracha. We allow them to burn, in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we want them to, they're not going to do it, so we want to make sure it gets done. So we allow them. We give them that heter. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, "My time." One second. What's the reason for this? Right, again, we have to burn in the Beis HaMikdash. If you are metame again, you think we're talking about being metame the entire Korban Pesach. So how does that even happen? Like, so you should have, obviously, people know that if the Korban becomes tame, they're not going to be able to eat it. So how could you have been that careless? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Kedei Levayshan. And sure enough, the reason we make them burn it in the Beis HaMikdash is to embarrass them. A very shocking, kind of startling statement. We know that, the great lengths that Chazal go to. For example, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, right? We had they used to shecht the Korban Chatas and the Korban Ola in the same place. So people are coming to shecht. Meaning, people wouldn't know that necessarily people were coming to bring Korban Chatas. But they didn't want people coming with Korban Chatas to be embarrassed. And yet here we see that if they were so careless and that the Korban became tameh, so we do want to embarrass them. Very startling statement of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Perhaps one way to understand, one way to explain, is that this is something that everybody knows is coming, right? You bring a Korban Chatas, for example, just not that that's the only comparison, but when you bring a Korban Chatas, so what do? That something happened b'shogeg. You were let's say you were Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. You didn't realize it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize something was Usher. So that's on you, and therefore you have to bring a Korban Chatas. But we're going to be sensitive because Lamaisa, it was something that you were mistaken about. Here, what's going on over here? A person who was careless is almost a little bit worse because a person knows that you have to keep the Korban Pesach Tahor, you can't eat it Tamei. Right? How could you have messed that over? How could you have possibly become Tamei? Or get the animal tame, like what are you dealing with, right? You should be nowhere near a mace. So that, again, the mice, that's, again, obviously there's a lot more to say, and that's very difficult, not even a good answer what I'm saying, to be totally honest. Okay, so that is just something very, very, very striking. Fine. So and we said nitzma miuto. If part of it became tame, so then you burn it at home on your own. So the Gemara says, "Urmin nehu." One second, I'll ask you a question. Right? The Gemara we saw a couple of weeks ago, right? V'chein mish, it's a Mishnah, I think. V'chein mish yatzu miYerushalayim v'nizkar sheyesh biyado basar kodesh. Someone who left Yerushalayim and he remembers, oh, I have kutchen, right? I have kutchen that I need to eat in Yerushalayim. So now you took it chutz l'choma, it's outside the walls. So now it's pasul, it's no good. So what do you do? So in Avark Sofim, if you pass Sofim, right, that area, right, again, we had a Machogas Rashi Tosus, I think, in terms of whether Tzofim was in one direction or just meant in any direction. Okay, either way, if you pass Tzofim, Sorfo Bimkomo, you burn it wherever you are, but in Lav, so then Chozer V'Sofo L'Fnei Abir, Matzi Amaracha. You go back and you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, right, with the Atzi Amaracha. That's talking about even a small amount, right? The Mishnah said a Kezayis. Right, even a Kezayis you can burn. Obviously, that's not going to be most of the animal, that's going to be a Miuto. Our Mishnah says that if you have a muto, if you have the minority of the animal, or a little piece of the animal, so you just burn it at home. Well, now you're telling me that they have to go back to the Beis HaMikdash if they're not too far out of Yerushalayim. So it says, how do you resolve that? So I'm going to Rav Chama Baruch Va Lukasha, come back to my Kama Balabayas. Rav Chama Baruch Va says, yeah. In our Mishnah, when we're talking about, in the Mishnah back then, which says that you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a guest, meaning he doesn't have his own wood. He's not home, right? He's traveling. So he can't burn it in his courtyard with his own wood. Right? You don't bring wood with you when you go to Yerushalayim Olerego. So, fine. But Balabayis, so then he can burn it in his own backyard, and that's totally fine. Rav Papa says, Hava Habach Sanai. Actually, both Mishnahs are talking about a guest, but he doesn't have his own wood. But Kan Shechzik Baderech, Kan Shechzik Baderech. The question is whether he was traveling. Right, in our Mishnah, right, it doesn't say anything about traveling. There it says he was traveling. So then, we're going to tell him. One second. Right, meaning he's outside already. So we're going to allow him to burn it. Meaning we're not going to make him go get wood. Meaning he can go back. I mean, it might be annoying to go get wood. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, Hichsik Baderech Lo Jichu Lapsar Al Eitzim. We're not going to make him go find wood. And then, because that's what it's talking about, traveling. Alma b'hichzik b'derech is apparently talking about traveling. So therefore, he can use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there. But someone who's home, so he's home. So he's not traveling, so he can go get and figure out wood. Amar Rav Zvid says, he's explaining, he's going to go back to the first answer that we said. It's a split between a guest and a balabais. La'olam kadamar meikar, like we said, who was the Rav Chama Bar Ukva, said that there's a split between achsanai and a balabais, right? Kam achsanai, kam balabais. Ve'afal gav delu hivzer by derech, but it's even if they weren't traveling yet. But achsanai came into leslay, since a guest does not have any wood, asu kitziknim, they gave him this special heter of the people who are stingy, right? The Tanakh learned in our Mishnah, tziknim tzorfan asu lefnei abir b'shvil lehanos me'atzer me'aracha. So that's why we allow them to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, because they don't have wood. They don't have any wood. That's Rav Chama Bar Ukva's shita. That's what he's saying. He's trying to explain. Right? Sometimes when you quote three rabbanim in a row, right? Sometimes it's a different shita. But here Rashi explains that he's explaining Rav Chama. And just saying that's the whole logic. It's simply, if you're traveling, you don't have wood, so we're going to allow you the same heter of these stingy people. All right, Tanur Rabbanan Lendin Abraisa. Ba'ol Sorfo B'chatziru Seyenu Me'atzim Me'aracha. Let's say you want to burn this leftover Korban Pesach at home, but with the Eitzim of the Me'aracha. So the Eitzim of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's obviously Ein Shomrin Lahen. Then we don't listen to them because that's Me'ila, right? That's benefiting from Hekdesh, right? That's obviously very bad. Lefnei Abira Me'atzmei Atzman, but what about if you want to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't want to use the wood that they have there, you brought your own wood. I feel bad, it was my bad, I shouldn't have made a Tomei, so, I'll bring my own wood, you guys don't have to spare the expense. So in that case, also Ein Shomrin Lahem, we also don't allow them to do that. So Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand Me'atzmei Haracha V'chatzir Rosei. Excuse me, I understand why you can't burn it in your home with the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, because Ein Shomrin Lahem Delma Faisha Minayu, because maybe there'll be some leftovers. And then you'll end up with a problem, right? You may use it, and then that's benefit from Me'ila. Meaning, to burn the Korban Pesach that's left over with the Atzei Me'aracha is not Me'ila, because that's an appropriate use of the wood. But let's say you have leftovers. Well, you take, however much wood it was, and then you see it's not so much Korban Pesach, and now you have extra wood in your house. All of a sudden, someone throws it in the fireplace. That's benefiting. That's Me'ila. That's benefiting from Hektish. El lefnei habira me'atzei atzman. But so why can't my time? Why can't you my time alone? Why can't you use your own wood in the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yosef Amar shelo levayish es misha ein lo. Fascinating. Again, a second ago we weren't concerned with someone. We wanted to embarrass someone who was careless and got their Korban Pesach tame. Here we're being very careful, right? We don't want to embarrass any someone who doesn't have their own wood. So we'll say that everybody has to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood. Some people could bring their own wood. Yeah, but people who can't afford their own wood, we don't want to embarrass them. Just in terms of the split between this and that, so this is already totally different, right? Parnassa and belongings, That comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We say all the time that we daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us parnasa. We put in all the work, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides us. All right, our mizonos are decided on Rosh Hashanah and how we attain them, etc., etc. There are ways to get more. Okay, and if that's the shmooze about parnasa is for another time. But lamaisa parnasa from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's not something we have to be personally embarrassed of. We put in our yes, we do the ishtalos, we put in the effort, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who blesses us with money. So that's something that, you know, it's not a person's fault. So we definitely don't want to embarrass them. We don't want them to feel bad if they don't have enough wood or if they can't afford it. But by the person, when a person was careless in terms of halacha and he blew it and now he can't eat the Korban Pesach, which if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, chayav karis, okay, if you don't eat it, you're not chayav karis. But you blew the halacha and you can't offer it now and you can't eat it. So that's already, that's something you should have been much more careful, should have been responsible for. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, it's not to embarrass them. It's b'pnei achshad. Because we're going to be concerned that what's going to happen? You're going to bring 10 pieces of wood. You're only going to use 5 of them, and you're going to walk out of the Beis HaMikdash with wood. What are people going to say? He's taking the wood from the Beis HaMikdash, right? And he's benefiting. That's Me'ila. People are going to think that, and then you know that's no good. My Benayhu, what's the difference between these two answers? Iki Benayhu, the Icy Kani Vichar Yusa. Let's say he brings wood that's not fit for the Mizbeach. So if he brings wood that's not fit for the Mizbeach, so no one's going to think that he took wood from the Beis HaMikdash because those woods are not used on the Beis HaMikdash. But according to the one who says we don't want to embarrass somebody who doesn't have, so you still can't bring that because maybe someone can't even afford those simple type of woods. Okay, once we quote a similar machlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef. Tan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah over there in Talmud. Rosh HaMaimed HaYamamid Esat Tameyam Al Sharat Mizrach. If any Kohanim became Tameh, it was their turn to be in the Beis HaMikdash, but they became Tameh, so we stand them almost like a wall of shame. Right? Again, it's a very strange theme running through this Gemara. I didn't look too deep into this, but a lot of embarrassments and type stuff. So if any Kohanim became Tameh during their turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rosh HaMaimed, the guy in charge, the Kohen in charge, would stand them Al Sharat Mizrach. He would put the Tameh Kohanim on the eastern wall, right, to separate them from everything. My time, why would he do this? I'm Rav Yosef Kedei Levaisha, to embarrass them. Because what are you doing? You get 2 weeks out of the year, if that, to come serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and now you became Tameh. Well, you should have been looking forward to this. Well, you should have been careful. Rava Amra Pnei Achshad. No, Rava is concerned because of Chshad. What's Chshad? So if people are not there, right? If let's say, again, the Kohanims, came to the Beis HaMikdash, it was different families, had different turns. So let's say, I don't know, your cousin is not there. So people are going to think, what is he? Maybe he's doing work. Maybe Rashi says, maybe he's doing his parnasa. He didn't care to come to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he's, going after his own pursuits. So people are going to think he's a bum. So we don't want that to happen. So my Benayu, what's the difference between the two of them? So Ike Benayu, Mefanke, if someone who is the Fanek is the spoil. So I guess a spoiled person, meaning someone who doesn't work anyway, so that you wouldn't think that he's going and working because he doesn't work anyway. So if it's because of that, so then there's no problem. But if it's because of to embarrass them, then certainly you would still do it. Inami or another nafkamina de gadol shishura, someone who is literally means braiding ropes, meaning it's very simple work. He doesn't get paid a lot. So again, there's no concern that he's going to be doing that because no one's going to think that he's going to go work instead of the avodah beis hamikdash because he's barely making any money as it is. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. HaPesach Shiyatza O Shenitma Yisarif Miyad. If the Pesach goes outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, or it was became Tameh, you burn it right away. Nitmu HaBailim, and that's again, that's a psul aguf. That's a psul in the actual korban itself. You burn it right away. Nitmu HaBailim. If the owners became Tameh, Osha Mesu, or the owners died, so it's not a psul in the actual korban to allow you to burn it right away. So therefore, Tuvar Tsuraso Yisarif B'Shishaser. Then you should let it. Tuvar Tsuraso literally means you should change the shape of it, let it die, and then obviously it's dead already. You shechted it, but let's say the flesh should change. What it really just means is that you should leave it overnight, which would be a psul in the actual korban itself, and then you're able to burn it right away because you have a psul begufa korban. But either way, leave it overnight, then you can burn it on the shishah, so on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So I guess in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Af Zay Serv Miyad. No, even that case where you have a psul with the Bailim, it became Tame, or they died, or whatever, that you can also burn right away, the fish ain lo Oakland, because there's nobody to eat it. And then, you know, that's an actual, well, we'll see exactly what he's talking about. That's an actual psul, mustama. Logically, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's an actual psul legufa korban. Okay. Bishlamas. The Gemara says, I understand. Tame, that if it became Tame, you got to burn it, right? Because Ksiv, as Pasuk says, Vavasar she yigal chol Tame, lo yochel ba'ishi zarev. Pretty straightforward. You got to burn any korban that becomes Tame. Ela yotzi minolam. How do you know something that went outside of the tchum, or outside of the area of the designated where the korban should be eaten? How do you know that that is also needs to be burned? So the Gemara is going to quote now a discussion between Moshe and Aaron. On the day that Nadav and Avihu died, tragically, it was the day of the Chanukah and Mishkan, and they were bringing a bunch of korbanos. One of those was the Seira Chatas, was a certain Chatas that Aaron was supposed to eat. And so Moshe checked into it and found out that it was burnt, that Aaron had not eaten it, and it was burnt. So we're going to pick up with that discussion, and it's going to prove that you have to burn something that gets taken outside of the designated area for eating the korban. Again, Kashim Kadoshim is within the Beis Hamikdash, and Kashim Kalim are eaten within Yerushalayim. So, okay, so either way, so the Chiyah of the Pasuk says, Heim lehuva es dama ala kodesh penima. Apparently, the blood of that korban, the chatas, was not brought into the kodesh inside. So, Amar lo Moshe the Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, what was going on over here? So, Amar lo Moshe the Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, Mado lo chaltem es chatas. Maybe, why didn't you eat the korban chatas? Hashem nichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim. Maybe the blood went all the way into the kodesh kadashim. Meaning, not only can the blood not go outside the Beis Hamikdash, it also can't go into certain areas within the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe you took it, but it somehow got entered into the kodesh kadashim. So Amar lo lav. So Aaron said no. So Amar lo, so Moshe said back to him, Shema chutz lemechitzas yatsa. Maybe you went outside of the. Here we're talking about the Mishkan. Maybe you went outside of the mechitzas of the Mishkan. So Amar lo. Laugh, no. Aaron said back to him, nope, Bakodesh Isa, it was in the Kodesh. So hello, so Iba Kodesh Isa, right? If the blood was still or the meat was still in the Kodesh, Vehinlo Huvas Damala Kodesh Pnima, and it wasn't brought inside, so Madhulo Khaltamosa, why didn't you eat it? Right, again, Aaron said back to him because we were owning him, we're gonna see in a second. But clearly what do you see? Moshe was saying that implying that if it had gone outside the designated eating area, then you should burn it. Right? Mikal the inafka inami ayil, if it went out or it went in, right? Dama lefnim, right? If it went in, so basrifahi, you have to burn it. So apparently that's the source. So Gemara says, one second. Bishlama, I understand nitma, if it became tame, because Gali Rachmana b'kachim kalim, because you have a pasuk about kachim kalim, right? By regular, normal, everyday kachim. Kodesh came by Kodesh Kadashim. So if that's true by Kodesh Kalim, so certainly by Kodesh Kadashim, right, you have to burn the meat that goes outside of the area. Or that became Tame, sorry. Ela Yotzei, but in terms of going outside of the area, of the designated eating area, so Ashkan Kodesh Kadashim. So you brought me a source, we're talking about a Korban Chatas, right, that Aaron was supposed to eat, that was a Kodesh Kadashim. So Kodesh Kalim in Elin, so how do you know, but regular Korbanos, let's say, for example, like the Korban Pesach, how do you know that if it goes outside of the area? So you also have to burn it. Vesu, and also, Hadetanya, we learned that a Brisa that Lan Dama, if the blood was not sprinkled right away, but it was left overnight, and Nishba, or Nishbach Dama, or the blood was spilled for whatever reason, Yatzacham Dama Chutz the Klayim, or the blood went outside of the area, right, the Beis HaMikdash area, the curtains, the Kaimala Mistrifa Minalan. We know we have to burn it, but how do you know this? So the Gemara says, meaning because that source is insufficient for Moshe and Aaron. So it's only talking about Kodesh Kadosh. So what's going on? So what did the Gemara say? So if the Gemara says, Nafkalam midi Rabbi Shimon. We learned it from Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya of the Gemara, the Raisa Rabbi Shimon, Omer Bakodesh Ba'ishti Sarif. You have to burn, again, a Korban Chatas. It has to be, if it's in the Kodesh, so Ba'ishti Sarif. It's going to be burned. Just to quote the entire pasuk, "V'chol chatas asher yuvami dama el ohel moed." Any chatas that's brought, the blood is brought till the ohel moed. Right? The chaper b'kodesh will say, "Achal ba'ishti sarif." Again, that's brought into the kodesh. Then you have to burn it. Right? That's a korban that you have to eat outside the kodesh. If it's brought into the kodesh, then you have to burn it. So Rabbi Shimon says, "Limin al chatas shesrifas b'kodesh." right? It tells me that you have to burn a korban chatas in the kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Ainly el zugovat. That only teaches me about korban chatas. Sharp su lekachi kadoshim yimur kachim kalim yinayin. How do you know the other korbanos, right? Kachi kadoshim or the yimurim of kachim kalim. So Talmud Lama, the pasuk says ba kodesh ba isti sarif, meaning v'chol, meaning everything. All of those are burned as well. So it says Ashkechan Kodesh Kadoshim. So that talks to me about Kodesh Kadoshim, right? Kodeshim Kalim Minalin. So how do you know about Kodeshim Kalim? Right? It doesn't tell me. Again, that's a source, but also by Chatas, the Kodeshim Kadoshim. It doesn't tell me anything by Kodeshim Kalim, because right? those korbanos are less serious. So how do I know that a halacha applies? Not serious, but less serious. Right? So how do you know halacha that applies to Kodeshim Kadoshim necessarily applies the Kachim Kalim? As Gemara says, really, Ella kol psulo v'kodesh b'sreifa lo shana Kachim Kadashim, lo shana Kachim Kalim, lo shana Kachim Kadashim, Gemara gemirila, right? Really, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The chatas of Aaron and the chatas of Aaron was mishum ma'aseh shehaya k'chaya. It was simply because that was the story. That's what happened. And the Torah was not trying to teach us anything, right? There's really halacha l'moshe m'Sinai to teach us those halachas, but that's what happened. And that's part of the Rosh Chodesh Korbanos, right? The Aaron's Chatas. It wasn't his Chatas, but that's his Chatas that he was able to talk to Moshe and learning about. But that Korban Chatas was simply that's what happened. That's what went down. But Lamaisa, it's a local Moshe Messina. Okay, fine. Now Ulatan debate Rabbi Baravua. But according to Rabbi Bar Avuah's base medrash, the Amar Afilu Pigol Ton Ibur Tzura, and it says that even Pigol is going to make not able to burn it right away, but really you have to leave it overnight, and then you can burn it. So Aminolat, how do you know that it's true? So Yolif, he learns Xer Shava Avon Avon Min Nosar. He learns it from Nosar. So Gemara says, V'nelef Avon Avon Michadis De Anon. Well, why do you learn it from Nosar? Which says that you have to burn it the next day. Right? Why don't you learn Avon Avon from Aaron's Chatas, which tells me that you burn it right away, without lino, without leaving it overnight. So they would teach you, they would say, he said, that Aaron's case was only for that point in time. If you ever had a Shaila in terms of Aaron's Korban Chatas, it became an Onin, etc., etc., so later in the generations, so then in a chanami, that it would also require ibur tzara, they would also have to leave it over. You cannot burn it right away. But hasam horas shah ha'isa, there it was only just for that moment you had to burn it right away. Now that's a very funny thing to say, because who would create a horas shah, right? In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Mistama, Moshe was the one creating a Horas Shah, right? He would have a special halacha, right? But Moshe wasn't sure what was going on. He was asking Aaron, why did you not eat it? You left it, you burned it, right? Etc., etc. Okay, it could be that for whatever reason that was what happened over then. But the Maisa, the halacha would be that you would have to leave it overnight and then burn it. Okay, now Hashtu Damrin and Kol Psulik the Kodesh Basrefa, Loshna Kachi Kadashim, Loshna Kachi Kalim, Gemara Gemirla. Now that you tell me that it's a halacha Moshe Sinai that you burn any type of korban, if he was an apostle. So then, b'kodesh b'yisti sarif l'amalei. So right, if you remember, at the beginning of the Amud, we quoted a couple of psukim. So we're going to ask, what do you do with these psukim? So what do you do with that pasuk? So only b'yilei l'shisrif faso b'kodesh. That teaches me not that you have to burn it, but where you have to burn it. And therefore it says, b'kodesh b'yisti sarif, you have to burn it in the kodesh. Okay, what about the other pasuk? B'basar she yigah b'chol tamei lo yachal b'yisti sarif l'amalei. What do you need that pasuk for? Says, no, that teaches me that even though you have the lechol moshe m'Sinai, you need to teach me that you have to burn the tamei meat. Because you might have thought to say that kol psulim de kodesh could go in lan dama, finish bach dama, v'yatza dama, that all psulim of kodeshim, like the blood being left overnight or and not being sprinkled, or the blood spilling, or the blood going outside of the area, or v'nish chtam b'layla, or the shecht of the korban at night, or the b'sreifa, that you burn all those things, because those things do not apply to regular chulim. If you shecht a cow in your backyard so you can eat the meat, none of those things matter. But aval nitzma b'vikim tamei to b'chulim namim nifsa, that is relevant to chulim, meaning it's shayach to chulim. You can have such an issue if it became tame, the people, let's say, who were kohanim needed to eat truma, or itself can become tame. But none of those other things are relevant at all to chulin. So im hahol is avid be over the dechol, since you did it in a way that you treat regular chulin to animals, i.e., it became tame, you didn't make sure it stayed tahor like you would do by kachin. So ema loti by sreifa v'tiskele b'kvura. You might have thought that you don't need to burn it, but then you could just bury it. So kamash malon. Therefore, the pasuk needed to teach me that even a korban that became tame needs to be burned, even though there's a lachal moshe sinai that all psulim are burned, but you might not necessarily know tuma because you might have thought that that applies to chulin as well, which you could just bury. So maybe you could just bury the korban that became tame as well. Okay, nitmu abaylim oshemesu to b'tzaros. And again, if the owners became tame, or they died, so then you have to leave it overnight, and then you can burn it. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokat said that you can burn right away. So Rav Yosef machlokas shenitmu abaylim achar zrika. This machlokas is only if the abaylim became tame or they died, lamaisa, after the blood was really sprinkled. Because then, these chazi basar la'achila, because then they were able to, technically, the meat could have been eaten, and therefore you have a machlokas. Aval nitmu baylim lefnei zrika, but if it became tamei or they died before the sprinkling, so then the lo'ot chazi basar la'achila, that the meat never had in a moment where it was fit to be eaten, so never echol yisarf mirad, everybody holds that it became, you can burn it right away, meaning it's as if there's no owners here. If there's still the owners are still alive, then meaning they became tameis, and then they have to do Pesach Sheni, and the korban is totally no good, and you can burn it right away. Mason, hold on one second, ask you a question. Zach, this is the rule. Kol shepsul begufo, you start with miad, but badam bebailim to b'tziraso. That if anything has if a korban has a psul beguf, like as we mentioned again, an inherent psul in the korban itself, you can burn it right away. But if the psul is in the blood or the owner, so then you have to leave it overnight. It should be belina, and then v'yetsa the bisa shreifa, and only then do you burn it. So apparently, what do you see? Katani bailim to the midadam. What is that brisa? It lists blood and owners together. And madam lefnei zrika, just like the psul of the blood becoming tameh has to be, by definition, before you sprinkle it, because if it happened afterwards, who cares? You did the sprinkling already, well, who cares what happens to the rest of the blood? So bailim lefnei zrika, so it must be that the psul of the owners is also before sprinkling. But what does he say by the blood and the owners? And to ubertsir also, that you have to wait right overnight, and then you can burn it. Right, so that we said before that that everybody agrees that if they're puzzled before the sprinkling, then you can burn it right away. So that can't be the pshat, right? Because this brisa clearly says that you have to leave it overnight. So Eli'i, it's more hachiyim. Rather, no, this must be what he said. That machlokas shenitmu b'aylam lefnei zrika. The machlokas is if it became tamei before the sprinkling. The lowest chazi basar la'achila, that the meat had never had a chance to be eaten. And it was always automatically puzzled. That was a psul b'gufo. That's a psul b'gufa korban. And then you have the machlokas. But if the bailam became tame after zrika, then this chazi basar la'achila, that the meat is fine, so then, meaning it had a moment to when it was fine, so divrei kol psul machmas davar achar. Everybody holds that it's some sort of outside psul, it's not an inherent psul, and by ritzura, therefore, you have to leave it overnight, and only can you burn it the next day. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, afla achar zrika nami machlokas, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, even the machlokas is even after the owners died or became tame after the zrika. Ve'az da Rabbi Yochanan tame, this is Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Da Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan broke over Rabbi Nechemia amru davar echar. They said the same. Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yochanan Broka said the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Broka had aman, right? Meaning they agree with each other, and that Rabbi Yochanan Broka is what we quoted in our Mishnah, that you have to burn, that you can burn the korban right away, even if the owners became tamei. Rabbi Nechemia Mahi, what's Rabbi Nechemia Shita? The Tanya, the Kulan Derbaisa, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Epri Aninus Nisrufazu, that Aaron's korban chatas was burned because he was an onen. Meaning an onen is not allowed to eat the meat of a korban. So Rabbi Nechemia is saying that Aaron's, the problem with Aaron's chatas is because Aaron was an onen, no one was able to eat it, There was no kohanim, right? We hadn't had that. It was only Aaron, so he was an onim. So therefore, the meat was burned because it had no owners, no one able to eat it. So therefore, when the bailim became tame or they died, even if it's after zrika, there's nobody to eat that korban. So therefore, that's the same thing that you have to burn it. Therefore, lakach nemar ka'ila. This is why the pasuk says ka'ila, right? Aaron says that these things happened to me ka'ila, right? V'haninus kil achar zrika havia. And the haninus was after the zrika, v'chi istrof la'alter is nistrof. And when you see the lechatos was burned right away, so therefore, apparently, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, he agrees that even if the korban pesach becomes, if the owners of the pesach become tame after the blood was sprinkled, so then you could burn it right away. Again, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nechemiah say the same thing. So Rabbi Yochanan, right, apparently he holds that this as well, and that's the three shittas that we saw at the end there. Okay, Shkara Kodo Raboso, go right to the Hedegashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.